Welcome to East Meets West, episode 48. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Roger Chang.
And you've got a birthday coming up.
Yes, I turned the big 3-2.
32, that's all you are?
Oh, but I feel so much older. Probably just because of last week.
You look older.
Jeez. What are you talking about? I weigh exactly the same. In fact, maybe even less than
Then why are you always going on about your weight?
Because my doctor always harps on me to lose weight.
Is that what it is? It's your doctor. He's giving you a complex.
Probably. Maybe he's not such a good doctor. Maybe he's the best doctor I've ever had.
Maybe he is. Maybe because you've maintained your weight. Yeah, how long have you weighed the same amount?
I fluctuated about 5 or 6 pounds up and down, but pretty much since high school.
Can't tell that you fluctuated at all. I have gone directly upwards since about age 25. I stayed the same weight until then.
Yeah, but you drink booze.
You make it sound like I've got an IV of it strapped to my arm. I rarely drink booze.
You drink more than I do.
Oh, yeah, but that's nothing.
Uh-huh. And what was that about Roger Chang's specialty diet?
I have not been following. I don't drink soda, though. You drink soda a lot more than I do.
No, I drink soda.
Every time you come over to CNET, you're like, I must get a soda from your subsidized soda machine.
It's 25 cents. I would never spend 75 cents for a 12-ounce can, but it's 25 cents at CNET. How am I supposed to pass up a bargain like that?
I think it has more to do with metabolism and lifestyle than anything else.
Actually, it's probably because I don't own a car anymore and I walk everywhere.
I walk a lot of places. I don't really drive that much. I'm just cursed.
Maybe it's just because your genes. My dad is pretty scrawny.
Oh, my genes make me look fat? Oh, you mean my genetics.
Yes.
I see.
Then your genes do kind of make you look tubby.
You've been wanting to say something. I know.
Maybe you should try some overalls.
We're having our first second annual East
first,
Meets West.
First second annual.
Yeah. We've never done something twice on East Meets West until
Oh, are we turning a yearly tradition into an annual
This
event?
Is becoming a yearly tradition. We sort of watched the World Series. No, we didn't, though. No. We didn't watch the World Series while we recorded.
We tried to do the Oscars, but that fell kind
of
flat.
But this year's Grey Cup, we talked about it last year on East Meets West, and it's on again.
Isn't it kind of weird that they abbreviate Montreal as MTL? It looks like some sort of metro system.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Instead of MON.
Or like, I don't know. It's spelled the same in French, right?
Right, yeah, except for the accent grave.
How about MRL? Year.
MRL? That doesn't make any sense. Usually go MNT.
But Mon would make it look like Montana.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, BC is winning in the third quarter right now.
Why don't they just put FC?
Go Lions. I'm a British Columbia Lions supporter.
What's the mascot for the Montreal?
The Alouettes.
Oh, that's well. You know what? Their outfits aren't as garish as last time. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, Montreal's returning. They did not win.
Maybe they have a different. You know how like they have an away and home jersey. Maybe this is like their home jersey. Well, where they're playing at?
They're playing in Winnipeg.
Oh,
but that's the white jersey. That's the away jersey
instead
for
of the
Montreal.
Orange, blue, and
British Columbia is in the dark jerseys. That's their home jerseys.
It's very much like the Detroit Lions.
The BC Lions? No, they don't look anything like the Detroit Lions.
The outfits?
I don't think so. Do you?
What the
Detroit isn't even orange. BC's orange.
Are they?
Yeah.
Where? Wait. I haven't all I've seen is
Montreal is white with the white jerseys and silver.
When it's
BC has the orange helmets, Roger.
Yeah, no, but I mean the uniforms, not the helmet.
What? The uniforms look like the Lions?
Don't they? No, I guess not.
No, not at all. They look more like the Bengals than the Lions or the Detroit Lions.
Anyways.
They look like the BC Lions, what they look like,
because
that's who they are.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we'll keep you updated throughout the game on the scores, which really won't matter because you won't be listening to this until after
this
the game is over.
Isn't their field measured out in meters or
yards? No, it is measured out, I believe, in yards, but it is longer. It is actually the end zones, if you notice, are 20 yards long.
And I noticed the field's wider, too.
Yeah, the field is also a little wider. I can't remember the exact dimensions, but that's the big measurement differences. They used to have a 55, and they've changed that. I think they may have used to measure it in meters. It was a 101-meter field or something like that. But now they've gone to yards, so it's a 100-yard field with two...
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that Doug Flutie's... Wait,
Darren Flutie?
Doug Flutie's brother,
yeah.
Right?
It's 2 20-yard end zones, whereas in the NFL, you have 2 10-yard end zones.
Interesting. Anemic offense? What the heck does that mean?
That means Montreal isn't playing too well in offense. That's what that means.
Oh, I thought that was like a
See how wide the end zone is? And then also, if you'll notice, the goalposts in the CFL
narrower.
are are close to the goal line instead of back on the end of the end zone, which they are in the NFL.
Wow. But they use AstroTurf, right? That is
turf? I don't know if that's
that
turf or if that's actually grass.
I can't tell.
They're playing in Winnipeg. I think that's real. That looks pretty fake right there.
Just from this shot, it looks kind of fake.
But, of course, we know how successful it is when we talk about something that people listening can't see.
Yes. All right, so we shall move forward. Now, I'm not sure what you guys at CNET did, but there was a lot of hubbub about the release of the Wii and the PS3.
Game consoles. Yeah, we did. We covered them all over the place.
I heard that the launch, there was a big launch thing over at the Metreon for the PS3.
Yeah, we sent people over to interview people in line. It was hilarious how many people were in line to get one who weren't going to keep it.
Like, oh, you
the
mean
majority of people in line to buy a PS3 were going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of jerks.
Well, because there's just such a shortage of them. You spend like $2,000 to get one on eBay. So if you pay $600 to buy one at the Metreon,
you know, even
and
it was,
then go sell it for $2,000.
Even if it was my kid, unless you're like dying of some sort of, you know, incurable illness and you're going to die at the end of the year and you needed the PS3 to play it before you would meet your maker, fine, I would spend the money. But come on, you can. Like, I'm sure most kids could wait at least 5 months.
Molly Wood said the sixth person in line was an Xbox fan who didn't even care about keeping it.
Yeah.
Didn't even like it.
Well, you know, if you can make a quick buck. I mean, really.
What America is all about.
Making a quick buck?
Yeah.
I haven't made a quick buck yet.
Well, you haven't tried. You need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and make a quick buck.
I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I make a living. I don't make a quick buck.
Well, you're not trying hard enough, though. That's all I have to say.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
You can't just expect a handout, Roger. Come to this country and expect a handout.
It's funny. Have I hit you? Oh, actually, I did hit you for a ride.
Okay. Yeah. And when you want the 25-cent subsidized sodas at CNET, who do you go and bum a quarter off of?
You.
Well, there you go. See? Charity. You're a charity case, Chang.
Hey, I can't help it if you're a social welfare system designed for people like me. Maybe you should just go vote on it.
This is freelance charity. You're not even using the social welfare system. Hey, guess what? Guess what the CFL is calling billing the Grey Cup as?
Because you have the website in front of me, it says East meets West.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Live from Winnipeg. I think we should sue.
Yeah, but what will we sue for?
Trademark infringement. Because
yeah,
we talked about the Grey Cup last year, so... We could
say but we haven't even trademarked the name, have we?
Yeah, well, sure. We fixed it as soon as we came up with it. East meets West, TM. Done.
Ding!
That's not my initials there, buddy.
Tom Merritt.
No, it's silly.
That's funny.
It is pretty hilarious, though. It's huge.
Nelly Furtado. Oh, I noticed that they packed it filled with Canadian celebrities.
Yeah, Nelly Furtado performed at halftime.
That's funny. How can they get Alanis Morissette? Oh, is that because she got American citizenship? Hypocrite that she is.
Oh, Roger. Going after Alanis. Poor Alanis. She's going to write a song about you now.
Oh, no. The one-time child actress that found fame and fortune doing off-key renditions.
So are you going to buy one of the consoles?
No.
Speaking of?
No.
No?
Are you kidding? Well,
not ever? Not even going to bother?
I will buy one when I... You know when I bought the Xbox?
When?
Right when it went out of, you know, right at the end of use-by date.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm one of those people.
You're going to wait till it spoils?
Yeah, basically. Oh, my God, this watermelon's only $2, and it's due tomorrow. I'll buy it.
Obviously, that's not working, though. You're complaining you don't have enough money.
I didn't say I didn't have enough money.
Well, what did you say?
About what? I'd buy it at the end of life because I'm not going to spend $600 for something I'm going to use in like what? Twice.
I was jumping ahead and saying that your program of cheapness is not bringing you wealth.
I think most people would call it frugality. Cheapness has a connotation of being a skinflint.
Yes, exactly why I used it.
Why? Because I normally travel everywhere in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah, put some clothes on, will you? I might get the Wii, though. Depends if Eileen will let me.
For me, there's just not enough incentive. I mean, just games-wise.
For the Wii?
For either any of them.
Oh.
None of them have like any games like, oh, my God, I have to play it. Uh-oh.
Oh, see, I got to play Zelda. I like that. Can we get the Wii?
Uh-oh.
She's smiling. She's not certain.
Wait a minute. Isn't this what you used to do to your parents when you were a kid?
Can we get a Wii?
Django, should we get the Wii?
Hey, Django's
Mom, just looking at Eileen.
Hey, you know, if you attached a Wii control to her collar, maybe she could play.
Oh, yeah. See, Django's my dog. So if we attach the Wiimote to her collar, we could train her to play because it's motion sensitive. And then we could get her on Stupid Pet Tricks on David Letterman and be rich.
I don't think they actually ever become rich.
Yeah, they don't.
Although it would be kind of cool if they can't. Aren't they coming out with a version of Nintendo Dogs for the Wii?
Oh, are they?
She could play with a virtual dog on the Wii with a remote strapped to her collar.
See? And then she'd be entertained. Save a bunch of money on dog walking.
Don't you want to watch another dog, Django?
She won't look at the screen. But she will if she sees a dog. Maybe it would have to be horses. We'd have to find a horse game.
Are they animated dogs? They
yes.
They're animated dogs.
Why not?
She won't play with animated dogs.
She barely looks at dogs that are real on the television.
Oh, how about real dogs in real life?
Oh, absolutely. She'll go crazy for that.
Huh.
I don't know.
Can we get a Wii?
Maybe.
See, I knew that.
There you have a definitive maybe.
It's only $250.
Only $250.
Your shoes cost that much.
Oh.
No, they weren't even close.
What are you accusing her of being...
You want the PS3? What?
I said I wanted the PS3 so we can have Dance Dance Revolution.
Because that's your exercise program.
That's my exercise.
You could get that for the PS2. And that would be only $130, another $80 for
the
game.
We sold our
Matt.
PS2.
Get an Xbox. You can get one of them, too. I'll give you my old Dreamcast. They have it somewhere.
Dance Dance for Dreamcast?
And then
yeah, I didn't get one of those when Sega was selling those Dreamcasts.
I didn't get one either, but someone sold... For people who didn't know, Sega, when we were in Tech TV, Sega was actually in the same building. And they were doing a sell-off of all their inventory when everyone realized that they weren't going to have their hardware division anymore. So when they did the sell-off, they neglected to inform people in the building that weren't Sega employees that they were excluded. So everyone in the building just went up and started buying stuff.
Yeah.
So they were selling brand new games, still shrink wrap for like $5.
That rocked. But I was like three people too late to get one.
Yeah.
Shall we take some comments?
Yes.
We've got one from Garmine Callow.
Oh, come on. Come up with an original name.
I don't know. It's got a real money machine thing to it. Regarding HD, DVD, Blu-ray, the porn industry has already moved on to video on demand over the internet. You can go to the site that sells DVD porn, and they also offer the video for download. Not that I know from experience.
But the downloads are always always crappy resolution.
No. High def. Say in high def.
Well, that's the thing. What they mean by high def is not... I don't think it's technically high def because it's still pixelated.
You're the expert, not me.
And you know what? In some of these sites, they also do the token thing, which really irritates me because it's a peep show, but you really don't get the peep show experience.
What?
Next.
Regarding the metric system, in 1988, the Omnibus Trade and Competitiveness Act was passed, making the metric system the required system for federal agencies and the preferred system of weights and measures for United States trade and commerce. Problem is that other industries and our educational institutions aren't required by law to use metric. In other words, the government doesn't really think it's necessary to convert.
No, why should... I mean,
So it is the official system of the U.S. They just don't make anybody use converting.
Well, when they ship stuff, it's all in metric tons, not in standard tons.
Yeah. And Garmine Callow says, by the way, that wasn't really Darcy Wood. But who is it?
Probably a listener.
Natrick Porton.
Oh. He's actually, maybe he's on his way back up from racing in Baja.
Yeah, I saw an email from him today. He's on his way back from Baja.
Is that for the TWIT?
Yeah.
I didn't get one of those.
Rodrigo said, the Raiders got beat again, Yes. He says he's never been to an NFL game, but always wanted to watch always goes to watch his soccer team play. In fact, by the time you read this next week, Sao Paulo Football Club might be the Brazilian champion. And I'll feel just like Tom when the Cardinals won the World Series. I hope they did. I didn't look it up. I should have. I hope Sao Paulo is the champions and that you feel as happy as I did.
Well, that's cool.
Then he says, question about the World Series for Tom. Why is it called the World Series? Isn't it only for the American teams and the Toronto Blue Jays? Is the winner the world champion or the national champion? Well, here's the answer to that. It's called the World Series and you're the world champion because when they first started the game, no one else in the world played baseball. It was 1901.
So, if you're going to be a champion, might as well be a global champion. bestriding the Earth like a colossus.
They could get away with calling it the World Series. Now, the justification is that the best players in the world play in Major League Baseball, the National American League. and that the other leagues, like the Japan League and the Mexican League and the Winter Leagues in the Caribbean, are all not minor leagues, but they're not, you know, that the best players all play in the major leagues. And therefore, you're the world champion team, not because of your geography, but because you're in the league that has the best players in the world.
I still think they should add an element of
whether you buy that
justification of fatality, where you have to dodge, you know, minefields and like straight
That's
bullets.
Where football should go.
Rodrigo
also says he envies Roger. Never played a game on a high setting on the PC. I think I need that video card.
Oh yeah, I got it at Newegg for like $140. It was a Radeon X50.
Can he buy it in Brazil from Newegg?
I do not know.
They might.
They might. You can check. I think they do international orders, but I don't know if Brazil is included in that. But it's newegg.com.
Tom, he also says, Tom, good luck on NaNoWriMo. That's National Novel Writing Month. Do you think Roger will read this new book?
I don't know. Roger didn't read the last one.
No. Roger will not read this new book.
Hey. That's a pretty good analysis.
Even for free. Number six.
Did you see his little victory dance? He's really shaking it.
Oh, wow. What's going on? Oh, Montreal is like busting
up. Hey, that
up
guy
BC
has a smart
now,
name.
Trying to come back.
What literally,
do you mean
has
smart,
a smart is his name.
Oh, that's not funny. That's just obvious.
Whatever. I guess your version of humor differs from mine.
No, really. Usually it's the same. I gotta call you on this one.
Uh-huh. What's smart? Come on.
That's weak. You can do better than that, Roger.
Whatever.
See,
whatever.
Even Eileen agrees.
You know what's really bad? It's like, you know, what do you call a 400-pound belly dancer?
Whatever she
a
wants.
A naval destroyer.
Ah.
See, that's bad.
That's a little better.
What does Geronimo yell when he jumps out of a plane? Me.
That's good.
See? She's your wife. Your wife quietly rolls her eyes into her head.
Well, what did the cowboy say when he lost his hat?
What?
Where's my hat? Rodrigo wants an East Meets West t-shirt.
That was bad. All right. My smart at least had something. Dude.
Rodrigo wants an East Meets West t-shirt.
Cool.
He'll even pay the shipping, but it has to be a funny one. So we can't have any of those jokes on it.
Oh. We'll get your coworker's face on it. That'll be funny.
Mark Hudson points out that while I said that Americans don't like any hints of extremism like socialism, but in Vermont there was a Socialist Party representative elected to the
House.
Let's
remember what proportion Vermont makes up of the 300
also,
million.
He is not a Socialist Party representative. He is, in fact, an independent, although he considers himself a socialist and identify. And I think he has been a member of the Socialist Party, but he is not elected as a socialist because of the fact that it gives a negative. He just runs as an independent. And this is his first time in the Senate. He used to be a representative from Vermont. And he's taking over the previous independent.
But that's what I'm saying. What proportion of Vermont makes up? I mean, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying if you look at from a pure statistical point of view, that whole thing is still a blip, a statistical, you know, not anomaly, but insignificant in the greater proportion of people and
things,
voters and
stuff.
Yeah.
Kevin C. made the artwork for this episode. Thank you very much. Looks great. And we also want to thank him for having us on the Cloverleaf and Period podcast, episode 11. We sat in with him for just pretty much an hour.
Was it?
Yeah. Close
wow,
on.
It went by so fast.
And he hopes we'll be able to be guests in the future. We'd love to when we can fit it in.
We can guess the future. Yeah, I like that. It's going to... Paul, doesn't another team use a paw on their helmet too? Like the North Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, I think there's a...
Bears?
The Chicago Bears don't use a paw, but there's a college team that does.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the Pac-10 teams.
Yeah. Is it BYU?
That was the most unattractive shot I see. So basically they're closing in on the coach on this shot, right? And you see this Asian gentleman walk right in front of it with his yawning, like he's totally bored with everything, right across.
Commentary.
Yes. But that, sorry, I derailed the train of thought
there. Timothy said that he ended up getting an iPod for his mother.
Oh, that's cool.
Because she'll be using it more for her music than for the church videos. And well, he just couldn't bring himself to buy her a Zune.
You could convert the. You know what?
He's gonna. He's like, I thought I was being lazy about converting WMV into MP4, so he's gonna do that for her.
But I actually looked at the Zune, and the screen's actually pretty nice. I'll give him that. It's actually
screen's not bad, but there's so many other things wrong with it.
Yeah, the whole DRM thing. But really, if you think about it, compared with Apple's, it's
Montreal's
not,
coming back.
It's not. It's not what?
It's 1912 BC now. Montreal's coming back.
Wow. What about AD?
What about what?
I said AD, BC.
Oh, God. What is wrong with you today?
I don't have enough magnesium in my diet. Lack of magnesium.
Did you see this link that Rodrigo sent? He said, since Tom is a married guy, I'm sending this one specifically to Roger.
Yeah, I couldn't bring it up on Safari. It's like it was a page.
I believe it's a spoof video, but it shows women in Denmark topless holding speed limit signs.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't load them. It wouldn't load in my browser in Mac OS X. I'm not sure. Maybe it was because I was trying it at work.
Yeah, maybe work wasn't work safe.
Sorry, you are now banned from visiting the site. Actually, I have a great one of the Dutch Navy where they had the Dutch female sailors topless as another Dutch Navy ship pulled up and they took a photo.
Oh my gosh, Django is barking. There's not even anybody there, Django. Jeez.
Maybe it's something supernatural.
Okay.
Otherworldly.
Non-corporeal. Just a quick apology to Josh. Didn't mean to offend. Sorry about that. We're not gonna say much else about it. Just.
Sorry, I'll use Jiminy Crickets.
And then Punter Joe pointed out that in Who Killed the Electric Car, they touch on the fact that it seems replacing reasonably efficient electric rail with buses was a windfall for the manufacturers of the buses because their lifespans are so much shorter than rail and maintenance costs are much higher. The impression I came with was that the maintenance aftermarket would collapse without the constant care
required by our
ancient piston engine-based transportation infrastructure. See, Django agrees.
But wait,
it's less about gas versus electric than it is about routine maintenance, Bill.
Yeah, but you know what? Rail maintenance is pretty high too. It's not significantly cheaper than. I mean, the only thing.
Well, they're saying it was.
The only thing I can see is that you would need less rail cars to cover the same amount of distance than using a reciprocating engine-powered bus.
Perhaps.
But wait, no. Who's this they? Who is this they?
Who Killed the Electric Car documentary, folks. You show disdain for them, I see.
No, I just... You know what killed the electric car? The fact that people couldn't travel the normal distance in it that they would normally do in a regular car.
No, that's not true. Because one of the problems with the electric car wasn't that people weren't using it. It's that they stopped letting the people that were use it. They took it away from them.
Yeah, because
there were people who loved it.
Because they were on leasing. They were on leased basis.
They wanted to keep it and they wouldn't even let them. You can't say people weren't enjoying it. People were dying.
No, I didn't say that people had them enjoy it. It's just like. You need a critical amount of consumers in order to have... Well,
how are you going
to
get a critical amount of consumers if you're taking the cars away and composting them?
Okay.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but that's not the problem with the Who Killed the Electric Car. That's just a criticism of mass markets in general.
But that's the thing, is you're expecting... If there are plenty of other... I think... There have been a number of attempts at creating an electric automobile fleet, as well as retrofitting existing. You know,
yeah, but the GM didn't even try. They wanted it to fail. They put it out there. It started to succeed, and then so they crushed the cars. I mean that's true.
No, I'm not saying that they didn't crush it. Wait, because it's based on the movie.
Huh? No, I mean that's just what I know. I haven't seen the movie. Yeah. I just know that they put them out there and then they pulled them back and crushed them. And you're never going to build critical mass in the marketplace if you do it that way.
I don't know. I'm still on the outside.
All right.
If you think about it, the only reason why hybrids are working is that, I mean, in terms of sales.
Save gas.
It saves gas, but people can drive the expected limit that they could. You can drive how far in a single tank of gas in your Prius?
Oh, much farther than a regular tank.
Exactly.
Of gas.
You have that distance.
I think that's a contributing factor for sure. But it's not like those electric cars couldn't get you around town.
Yeah, but they were losing money. They weren't making any money off it. They were actually paying out to. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know.
I mean, if If they could, if GM,
why don't you let the people keep the cars though? That's the part I don't get.
See, I don't understand. That was either I don't understand. It could have either been a liability reason or something other. Unless they gave out like some weird indemnity clause that if this car ever catches on fire and you go rip running down
right.
in flames, not our business.
Real quick, Rossi Brown says they still use miles on the road signs in the UK.
Yes.
And in the speed limits.
Because I asked someone was asked at GameSpot before whether or not, I don't think anyone else uses miles, right? And the British guy who was there said, no, we still use miles.
Talal says that Vancouver has an awesome transit system. In the lower mainland area, you can use SkyTrain and buses to get anywhere. Plus, it's free if you're a college student. Kelly likes the idea of East meets West artwork on T-shirts. And Kevin C. says he'd be more than glad to offer high-res EPS document of the East meets West logo if the T-shirt concept becomes official.
That would be cool. My only concern would be if some of the art used other images that might not be. I mean,
trademark or copyright.
Would that be an issue?
Be a copyright problem. And maybe a trademark problem with logos. Well, we could use the East meets West logo that we created, but we should share out any profits with, or we could just sell them at cost. Sell them for nothing.
Or do
a cafe press thing and just not add any profit to it.
I like that idea. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll kick it around.
I mean, you know, honestly, if I did make any money, I would probably pay at least half of that out and back in taxes anyway.
Yeah, right. So forget it. We'll just sell it at cost. All right. Well,
we'll think about
send us an EPS of the logo then, and we'll
electric cars.
We'll put it up on the cafe press store. I created a Subbrilliant cafe press store a while back, so I've already got it there. Or I might do a Spreadshirt store. I don't know.
Spreadshirt.
Spreadshirt's another one. They allow you to put up vector graphics.
Oh, cool.
Which is cooler. Yeah.
Now wait, when they print, are they doing like silkscreen or are they doing
Spreadshirt
like,
is.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I was thinking about it's not one of those weird iron-ons that you
Cafe
used to
Press is. I don't know what they're doing exactly with theirs. It's a little
cheaper. No. What kind of who makes the shirts like the base T-shirt?
Hanes. They're all right.
Yeah.
The Cafe Press ones. I don't know about Spreadshirt. I haven't got
it
one.
Just, I'm trying to find a fabric. I like cotton, but trying to find a fabric that doesn't like get all weird when you wash it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know how like certain T-shirts, especially cotton ones, when you wash it, they kind of have that weird shrunk feel or look to it?
Yeah.
The collar's really big, but the rest of the shirt's really small.
Yeah, I hate that. I know some people
actually,
like
what
that.
I hate are the sweaters that like when you wash them, the arms are really long.
Yeah, you don't want to dry them.
Yeah.
Don't dry your sweaters, people. I ruined a good sweater that way once.
But see, I didn't. I washed it and I
sometimes you're
it.
Not supposed to machine wash sweaters either, I guess.
How do you wash? I wash, you know, your hand wash, it's still wet. It's, you know what I mean?
Well, you just don't let it dry hanging.
I
You dried it?
I draped it over a back of a chair.
And it still got all elongated?
Yeah. No. The thing is the arms don't really get elongated. It's the fact that the torso or the body portion shrinks up.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So it looks like a bare midriff for a really fat guy.
Just never wash it.
Yeah, maybe I should just
Febreze it. Yeah, that's a bachelor,
hey, wait a
bachelor
minute,
wash.
Flea powder. I could just dip it in flea powder.
Yeah, if that's your problem. All right, we got to give one more CFL update before we punch out here.
Those referees are kind of up there in age. Not to criticize, but...
But to criticize.
Yes, I mean...
Well, he's senior. He's an experienced...
Foot Locker Associate.
Yeah, Foot Locker Associate.
He can help you find the shoes that fit your lifestyle.
If you don't know, Foot Locker people always wear referee uniforms.
Danny kind of reminds me of a blonde Brent Spiner from Next Generation.
They're looking pretty intense out here, though. I think we're into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought that guy had a shirt that said Montana. It's like,
okay, but we're not seeing a score.
No.
Oh, there it is. Wait. BC 19, Montreal 12 with 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. We got to go watch this. We'll see you later, folks.
Bye.